Here's a bumper sticker to replace the maskless Yahoo I ran into at the local grocery store last week's Don't Tread on Me. How about Don't Breathe on Me? With school scheduled to return to the classroom in a month, and with the country spiking in 40 states after nearly half a year of contagion that for a while seemed to be settling down, we can't get a federal commitment to fighting this COVID plague. We can't even get a straight answer from the man in the high tower whether we should wear a mask or not. He certainly won't. When Congress authorized payments to facilitate more and faster testing for the virus, the White House blocked its implementation. What the president wants is for the states to battle this out on a local level. Local control, better results. Although when it comes to authorizing federal law enforcement on the streets of Portland, inflaming the situation, federal control is better. If you're confused about what this administration's policy is, join the club. If you think there is a policy, wake up. Even Republican governors, mayors, and legislators are alarmed. When the White House team of rivals attacked Dr. Fauci as being wrong most of the time, even the dumb refused to be dumber. Despite the president's reassurance that this epidemic will just fade away, a beautiful thing to watch. It won't, and everyone outside the bubble knows it. When he tells Fox News in an interview this weekend that eventually he will be proven right, even his most ardent admirers wipe the smile off their maskless faces. The man may be more of a menace than the disease he refuses to fight. History won't be kind to this president, and as the election looms, neither will his former friends and allies, his enablers who watched in studied silence as blunders and buffoonery circled like hungry vultures overhead. Why rock the boat when it was sailing high above the waterline with an economy that made millionaires of their fellow stock investors? Sure, the folks in steerage were making minimum wage bailing water, but the employment rate was low, surely an optimistic sign. But now the economy is bottomed, primarily the result of ineptitude on the bridge. The captain is morphing into Queeg. Mutinies on all sides, paranoia driving him to listen only to his inner voices and the pipsqueak Kushner. No one can be trusted, maybe not even Jared. Rumors are circulating that the officers are against him. Fox News has turned softball interviews into perplexingly hard questioning. He claims to be one of the highest IQ people on the planet, acing, in fact, his recent medical intelligence test. Chris Wallace, the Fox interviewer, told him he too had taken that test. It asked them to identify a picture of an elephant. Wallace didn't ask the president if he'd gotten that one right, but the rest of us on the SS America know. The correct answer is it's what's in the room at the White House.